Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Coffell, and in this episode, Dr. Skye Sturgeon discusses Cordyceps CS4. Skye is the Quality Assurance Manager and Special Consultant here at Meiwei Herbs. Skye was the former Chair of Acupuncture and East Asian Medicine and Core Faculty Member at Bastyr University, Core Faculty Member and Faculty Council Chair at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, and President and Senior Professor of the Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine College, Berkeley. Before making Chinese medicine his career choice, Skye held various positions in the natural foods industry for 12 years, and prior to that was a clinical biochemist and toxicologist.
Cordyceps CS4, a sustainable alternative. One of the newest products from Meiwei Herbs is Bamboo Pharmacy Cordyceps CS4. This form of cordyceps is derived from wild Ophiocordyceps sinensis and is synthesized using liquid fermentation. What is cordyceps? Cordyceps is a genus of fungi that includes over 600 species, which are found worldwide. Most cordyceps species are endoparasites that prey mainly on insects and arachnoids. The species of cordyceps used in traditional Chinese medicine is Dongcheng Xiaosao, formerly known as Cordyceps sinensis. Dongcheng Xiaosao is the Chinese translation from the Tibetan name, and it literally means winter worm, summer grass. The first mention of Dongcheng Xiaosao in TCM was in the Bensao Beiyao in 1694. Using DNA sampling in 2007, Cordyceps sinensis was shown to be unrelated to most of the rest of the members of the genus. As a result, it has been renamed Ophiocordyceps sinensis. Ophiocordyceps sinensis parasitizes the underground caterpillar larvae of moths within the family Hepialidae, known as ghost moths. The fungus is hand-collected in metals and understory detritus of the Tibetan Plateau in southwest China and in the Himalayas of Nepal and Bhutan, between elevations of 3,000 and 5,000 meters. The spores of this fungus infect the living caterpillar and germinate within it. The mycelia kill and mummify the larva, and then a dark brown stalk-like fruiting body emerges from the corpse and stands upright. The herb is the fruiting body and the mycelium mass within the dead body of the caterpillar. The herb is collected in the early summer after the stromata have emerged from beneath the ground, but before the spores are ejected from the fruiting body. This wildcrafting of Dongcheng Xiaosao is quite unsustainable and cannot meet the demand for this valuable herb. Currently, the wild herb is available on Alibaba for $8,000 to $59,000 per kilogram. The available supply of Ophiocordyceps sinensis has been so adversely affected by climate change and over-harvesting that it is listed as an endangered species by the Chinese government. Moreover, the fruiting bodies harvested in nature usually contain excessive amounts of arsenic and other heavy metals, making them potentially toxic. Sales have been strictly regulated by the Chinese State Food and Drug Administration since 2016. Development of cultivated cordyceps. Because of these concerns, efforts were initiated in the 1970s to cultivate Ophiocordyceps sinensis. By DNA analysis, it was discovered that the fungal insect complex included an anamorph, which is an asexual stage, primarily Hirsutella sinensis, and a symbiotic relationship with eight other endoparasites, especially Pisillomyces epialli Chen. There may also be bacterial components. The DNA of each identifiable species is shared within the fungal insect complex, including portions of the caterpillar's DNA. Unfortunately, cultivation mimicking the fungal insect complex has resulted in failure. Consequently, all Cordyceps products currently on the market are isolated fungal strains cultivated separately via aseptic liquid fermentation or grown on grain substrate. In addition, cultivation of Ophiocordyceps sinensis on grain has proven impossible. The Cordyceps species that is grown on grain is Cordyceps militaris. Much of the Cordyceps sinensis sold today is actually an extract of the fruiting bodies of Cordyceps militaris, or the fruiting bodies plus the mycelia, including the grain. The quality can vary widely. In the 1980s, Pisillomyces epialli Chen was isolated from Ophiocordyceps sinensis, and mycelia were produced using aseptic liquid fermentation. This fermented Cordyceps powder is known as Cordyceps CS4. This process takes place in a tank of sterilized liquid nutrient media under aerobic conditions. The mycelial biomass obtained is separated from the fluid media, dried, and then ground to a powder. The cultivated fungal mycelia of CS4 have been demonstrated to produce pharmacological effects like those of the wild specimens. This product is approved by the Chinese State Food and Drug Administration and is considered to be an ideal substitution for the natural Ophiocordyceps sinensis. Cordyceptin, cordyceptic acid, and other biomedicine components. The biomedicine pharmacological attributes are prohibited from discussion by U.S. FDA regulations. However, see Das et al. In the resource section for a comprehensive and exciting academic journal review. A link to this article can be found in Mayway's newsletter archive on our website, mayway.com. These biological activities are correlated with the bioactive compounds present in Cordyceps, which include nucleosides, sterols, flavonoids, cyclic peptides, phenolics, bioxanthocenes, polyketides, and alkaloids. Cordyceptin and cordyceptic acid are the two main marker bioactive molecules having potential therapeutic applications and which are used to determine the quality of various Cordycept products. Structurally, cordyceptin is 3-deoxyadenosine. Cordyceptin is an analog of adenosine derivatives, which are differentiated from adenosine nucleoside by the absence of one oxygen molecule at the third position carbon of ribose sugar. Adenosine is one of four nucleoside building blocks of DNA and RNA, which are essential for all life. Its derivatives include the energy transport molecules adenosine mono, di, and triphosphate, known as AMP, ADP, and ATP. The similarity to adenosine is so close that many enzymes cannot differentiate cordyceptin from adenosine. One example is that if cordyceptin is incorporated in a messenger RNA molecule within a malignant cell, it causes premature termination of protein synthesis with a deleterious effect in those cells. According to the Chinese Pharmacopeia 2015 and the Chinese State Health Department, the specification for adenosine in CS4 is not less than 180 milligrams per 100 grams. The certificate of analysis available upon request yields an assay value of 294.6 milligrams per 100 grams for Bamboo Pharmacy Cordyceps CS4. Cordyceptic acid is structurally an isomer of quinic acid, possessing various potential medicinal applications. Quinic acid is found in cinchona bark, coffee beans, eucalyptus bark, and is the building block in the production of oseltamivir. Cordyceptic acid's structure was found to be the crystalline substance of D-mannitol. It differs mainly from quinic acid, as it is the dextrorotary instead of the levorotary form of quinic acid. D-mannitol has many medicinal applications, one of which is that it is a mild diuretic. For this reason, there is a concern that D-mannitol may mask other drugs, and it is listed on the World Anti-Doping Agency's banned drug list, although cordyceps is not. According to the Chinese Pharmacopeia and the Chinese State Health Department, the specification for D-mannitol in CS4 is not less than 8%. The certificate of analysis yields an assay value of 16.1% for Bamboo Pharmacy's cordyceps CS4. The variety of potentially therapeutic chemicals found in cordyceps CS4 is remarkable. Polysaccharides derived from cordyceps CS4 primarily include beta-glucan, mannan, heteroglycan, and glycoprotein, comprising 4.9 grams per 100 grams of the herbs. The mycelia contain all the essential amino acids, numerous proteins, peptides, polyamines, and several rare cyclic dipeptides. In addition to adenosine, other nucleosides such as adenine, inosine, cytidine, cytosine, guanine, uridine, thymidine, uracil, hypoxanthine, and guanosine have been isolated from cordyceps CS4. TCM functions. According to traditional Chinese medicine principles, Dong Chong Xiao Sao gently tonifies the kidney yang and augments Jing essence, nourishes the lung yin, supports the protective qi, transforms phlegm, and assists in stanching blood in the lungs from yin deficiency. Cordyceps is a rare herb in that it is harmonizing of both yin and yang. Some attribute this to its origin in the earth-bound underground caterpillar larva and its fruiting body ascending towards heaven. The recommended dosage of cordyceps is 3 to 9 grams per day, with longer-term use providing the best results. Cordyceps is generally considered to be safe. Dry mouth, constipation, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal distension, irregular menstruation, and occasional allergic reactions have been reported. Caution is advised in pregnant and lactating women, those with autoimmune diseases, and since it is a tonic herb, those experiencing exterior evil qi symptoms. This amazing adaptogen herb, Cordyceps CS4, is now available and affordably priced for you and your patients from Bamboo Pharmacy and Meiwei Herbs. Rest assured of its authenticity, quality, and sustainability. After researching its numerous applications, you will understand its popularity among researchers, elite athletes, and the generally health-minded. It's definitely the office favorite here at Meiwei.
Thank you for tuning into this episode on Cordyceps CS4, a sustainable alternative, which was researched, written, and read by Dr. Sky Sturgeon. To read this information, you can find the original article linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Janet Borges discusses the great harmonizing prescription Xiao Chai Hutong. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, Let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Mayway.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Mayway newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.